It's here and now, and we have reached the finals for both the men and the women at the Australian Open. Tennis fans here in the U.S. were up in the middle of the night to watch the semifinals for the men, featuring Spain's Rafael Nadal and Switzerland's Roger Federer, with Nadal winning in three straight sets. Joining us from Melbourne, Australia, is Tom Perata, sports correspondent for the Wall Street Journal. Hi, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. So let's start with Rafael Nadal on the men's side, who is now about to potentially join Pete Sampras in second place on the list of all-time Grand Slam tournament wins with 14.
That's right, and he's a huge favorite in this final. He's playing Stanislas Wawrinka from Switzerland, another Swiss player who had been second fiddle to Roger Federer for a lot of years and is now playing the best tennis of any of the Swiss players. But he's never even been in a major final before, a huge underdog. And if Nadal wins, like you say, he ties Sampras, and he's only three behind Federer in the all-time list, and still he'll be 28 later this year, and he's very good at the French Open, so he gives him a reasonable chance of tying Federer or maybe passing him if he stays healthy.
Meanwhile, how much of a loss was this for Federer, who is now, he's 31 years old, I believe, and he...
He's 32.
32, and hasn't won a Grand Slam title since Wimbledon in 2012.
Yeah, this was a big defeat. You know, he'd come into here playing the best tennis he'd played in a long time. He's using a new racket that's a little bigger, a little more forgiving, easier when he's, you know, hitting the ball on the run. He's working with Stefan Edberg now as part-time coach. Had, you know, really, I think, felt optimistic coming into this match, and Nadal beat him in straight sets. It was sort of the same old script, despite all the new, seemingly new variables. But, you know, I like his chances more than I did 4 or 5 months ago of winning another one.
All right, let's go to the women's side. And in the finals, it's going to be the Chinese player Li Na, who's going to be meeting Dominika Cibulkova, I think I said that right, from Slovakia. Tell us about that matchup.
It's a very unexpected matchup. Li Na, not too much of a surprise. She's been in the Australian Open final before. She's won a Grand Slam title at the French Open in 2011. One of the better players on the tour after Serena Williams and after Victoria Azarenka, who had won down there the last few years. Cibulkova is sort of out of nowhere, not even ranked inside the top 20. Very fast runner, very short player, one of the shortest players you'll ever see. She's 5'3", and I think she's shorter than that. They list her at 5'3", but when she walks by me, she's not much taller than her tennis bag. She's very short, but really powerful mover and very good ball striker, has nothing to lose. Could be a good matchup, but Lee's a big favorite.
And one of the other big stories out of the Australian Open has been the heat. Now, it's cooled down a little bit, right?
Oh, it's cooled down a lot. It's been in the 60s and 70s the last few days, and it's not supposed to be that hot for these matches. And both these matches will be played at night, so it usually cools off here at night, even when it is really hot. So
but do you think that the heat had an impact on what happened, on who made it to the finals?
You know, I don't think it did. The heat's a factor, but the players are used to it. They prepare for it. If you talk to the best players, most of them will tell you, we don't want to change it. We don't want to be indoors. We'd rather play outside. If you're in good shape and you're working out hard, this is an advantage to you because you're going to be the one who comes out ahead.
Now, we're talking to you in the middle of the night, Australia time. How do you both stay awake in the middle of the night to do your reporting for the Wall Street Journal and also stay awake during these matches?
Well, you get strange hours when you're down here, for sure, especially when you're on New York deadlines. But a lot of times, you know, after a late match, you're writing till about 3 a.m., sleep for 4 or 5 hours, wake up, check in with the office, see if they have any questions, maybe take a nap, get to the tennis in the afternoon, watch it in the evening. There's a lot of adrenaline when you're covering a tennis tournament. It's not a problem to stay awake. It doesn't feel like work.
Tom Perata, sports correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much, and enjoy the finals.
Thanks for having me.